Hello, and welcome to another episode of When Am I Going to Use This? A listener actually requested I do this topic today. It's about primes and prime distribution, so shouts out to them. You know who you are. So first I want to go over, in the very first episode that we did, we had these sets of numbers. So we began by talking about the complex number plane or set of numbers, and then we moved on to the real set of numbers, and then we dwindled our way down to the natural numbers. So primes and a lot of the mathematics that I studied in undergrad are all... Well, all the definitions I'll be stating today will be in the realm of integers, which are, you know, those like whole numbers that you think of. So 1, 2, 3, no decimals. 0 is included. And so are the negative numbers. So it's a little bit different than the natural numbers, where natural numbers are just positive 1 through positive infinity. Sometimes it can include 0, sometimes not, but then that definition will be stated as needed. But so we're thinking integers today, okay? Also, I have a dog. Her name is Lola, and she is gnawing on a bone right now, so I apologize for that sound. I'll be honest, I think Lola knows more math than me, because she's a genius. The other day we were on a little walk, and somehow she remembered where the cats like to sit behind the home. And she was like sniffing it down, and that girl's got a good memory. But anyways, back to the real thing. So I'm going to say the definition of a prime. I had to dig this out of one of my favorite math books. Back one summer, I took a course called Abstract Algebra. And that class really opened my eyes to how much I really, truly do love math. So when I was taking Intro to Higher Level Math, towards the end, we started talking about congruence classes. And if if I'm totally losing you, that's fine. But we started talking about a topic that I find incredibly interesting. And abstract algebra is got a big part in congruence classes and things like that, and division and all of that. I mean, it's in the name, you know, algebra. Algebra is like, you know, find X. So, anyways, primes. There is perhaps a more robust definition than the one that I'm going to state, but I like this one a lot because it's easy to remember. And if you know anything about math or you're a mathematician, you know that your definitions and getting them perfect is absolutely necessary. So this one is super simple, super easy, and I think anybody can understand. So the definition is as follows. An integer p is said to be prime if p does not equal 0, plus or minus 1. And the only divisors of p are plus or minus 1 and plus or minus p. So let's think about what a prime is, or what we learn primes are. So primes are things like 2, 3, 5, 7, things like that. So the only numbers that divide prime numbers are 1 and itself. So let's take the example of 5. The only numbers that divide 5 evenly, okay, that's important. We don't want to have, yeah, you can have decimals maybe in the real number line, but we are talking about integers, remember? So we want nice even cuts of numbers. So 2, the only things that divide 2 are 2 And one. I know I have started up. We were talking about five, so we'll go back to five. So the only numbers that divide five are plus or minus five, right? It's because we can have negative five divided by negative one, and that equals five. Or we can have plus or minus one. I think the caveat of plus or minus one and plus or minus p is because we are in the integers. But I guess, you know, you can... Yeah, that's why. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think we can... So, primes. And if you think, if you truly, really think about the definition, an integer p is said to be prime if it's not equal to zero, or plus or minus one. So, automatically... primes do not include 0 or 1. Oftentimes we are taught that 1 is a prime, right? But 1 is kind of like, okay, yeah, 1 divides 1, but 1 divides 1 divides positive, negative, whatever. It all 1 will always divide 1. So it just falls back on itself. And the only other divisors of P, so the divisors of the prime number are plus or minus 1, and p. So the reason why 1 can't be prime is because it doesn't fit that last part of the definition. Yes, plus or minus 1 does divide 1, but the other one has to be p, a different number than plus or minus 1. So there's some fun little things that you can do to check if something is a prime. There's a lot of studies that go into it. We're mathematicians. I don't want to include myself in that group. Are still trying to find all the primes, but if you are comfortable with thinking about infinity, you'll know that there are, infinite numbers extending both the negative direction and the positive direction, in the integers class. So, I mean... it's actually something hard to prove, proving that they're, well, I don't know if it's hard to prove, but you have to take a few math courses to prove that there are infinite amount of primes. So that's another thing, right? So the amount of primes is infinite. Like there are so many primes, but here's the interesting part. And this is what I want to get to, because this is part of that sacred math. Kind of like there's some kind of principle that's involved, but we just can't figure it out, right? And it's similar like in science or in medicine, right? You know, like multiple sclerosis. You know, there is something wrong. There is a disease with the body, but scientists, researchers, doctors, they just can't figure out why these people are suffering from extreme pain or something like that. But that's all, you know, that's another topic for another studies that I have. But anyways, so it's hard to figure out exactly when and where prime numbers will appear. And it almost feels kind of like a puppeteer is kind of deciding, okay, well, this number should be a prime, and this number should not be a prime, right? So we're looking at this long number line, and you see in the beginning, there's a big cluster of primes. There's 2, 3, 5, 7, not 9, 11, 13. The set of prime numbers, it's huge. It's an infinite set of numbers. But we start to see the closeness in those numbers. So at first you may think, oh, it's every other number's prime. Incorrect. And then you think, well, okay, well, maybe it's like some kind of sequence. But then when you get up into these higher numbers, there's this, it's called the twin prime principle. I don't know if it's a principle, but it's like primes start to come and start to show up in pairs. So they'll be right next to each other. So like 2 and 3. And then we don't see a twin pair for a long time. So it almost feels like there's some kind of, I don't want to say puppeteer, because then it gives, it personifies something, but it almost feels like there's a principle or there's a series. Oh my God. Lola, can you stop? There's a principle, or I think that's the meanest I've ever been with her, but, oh, she's, you hear her pause? You hear her? She's coming up on the couch. Hey girl, sit. Be a good girl, okay? Sorry. This is the recent love in my life. I have another love, but he's busy. So anyways, remember how we were talking about how we're in the realm of integers? Well, I brought it up with one of my professors, and I'm not sure if this has ever been explored, or he, maybe, you know, something just totally crazy, but what if there's a principle or a series or some kind of counting theorem in the next hierarchy of a set of numbers? So that would be, in this case, the real set of numbers. I guess maybe rational. No. We're going to talk about the real set of numbers. That gives a name to the she's being crazy today, girl. She's licking me. I just came back from the gym, so she's like, I don't know, maybe she was missing me. A principle that tells us exactly when and where these primes will come up, because the prime distribution is just almost, it's, if you look at it, it's almost completely random. It's like, okay, well, this one's going to be a prime. These next two will be a prime. This one, yeah, okay, whatever. So we have a lot of good tools on how to figure out whether or not something is a prime. And there's a lot of great computing that can go into finding primes. But, you know, the code, all of that has to be really robust and just something that I'm not familiar with. I mean, I'm not very good at Python. You can just Google Python, honestly. But anyways, so primes. It feels, and usually when you have these feelings, there's something to it. You know, with when I was in higher level mathematics, I knew there was something powerful about congruence classes. And I really zoned in on that. And that kind of guided my future studies in mathematics. And it feels like primes and prime distributions, or the distribution of primes, it has that same kind of feeling of curiosity. You know, you want to figure it out, right? You want to learn more about it. For me, at least. Maybe not for you. But hopefully you learned something cool about primes, or you learned the definition, or you finally learned what a prime number was. So let's go over it again. An integer prime is said to be prime if p does not equal 0, plus or minus 1, and the only divisors of p are plus or minus 1 and plus or minus p. So where can you use primes? I don't know. If you want to know the truth, I don't know. Yeah, Primes, if you know, let me know. It's just a very good talking point. It's something good to keep in your Rolodex of things to know. Because somebody might try and, you know, try you one day and be like, oh, you don't know what prime numbers are? And you're like, actually, prime number said to be prime if, just kidding. So hopefully you learned something about primes. Hopefully I sparked a little curiosity. If you know anything about distribution of primes or you're curious, maybe this is a talking point that you and I can further discuss. But if not, try and think about prime number in your life. And maybe try and think about your favorite prime number. But until the next episode, I hope you have a great day, and thank you so much.